MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The waste isolation pilot plant located between Carlsbad and Hobbs was approved by the federal government to mine out more space for waste disposal in line with the state of New Mexico's 10-year operations permit issued in 2023. The New Mexico Environment Department included in its hazardous waste permit issued to the U.S. Department of Energy in November of 2023 language for two new panels, 11 and 12, where waste will be emplaced. Those panels were given final approval on July 31st by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The new panels will not increase WIP's waste capacity while adding to its physical footprint, and the facility continues to operate under the same 6.2 million cubic foot capacity outlined in the Land Withdrawal Act. WIP is at about 2.8 million cubic feet of waste buried, which is about 45% of the limit. The new panels will be mined on the west side of WIP, where workers are already mining an access drift to connect to the new area with the rest of the facility. That work is nearing completion. Nuclear waste is currently being emplaced in Panel 8, the final panel under the previous permit, but it is unclear when it will be full and WIP will begin using Panel 11. And representatives of Spaceport America, the world's first purpose-built commercial spaceport, toured Roswell's Air Center this past week. And some Roswell officials had already toured the 18,000-acre test and launch facility near Truth or Consequences on July 25th. The purpose of the visits is to find a way to collaborate that will be beneficial to New Mexicans and the commercial space industry. Spaceport America is actively seeking aerospace companies to create jobs and generate revenue for New Mexico. There's no joint project being discussed, but a common interest is in what can be offered at the Air Center to commercial aerospace businesses. Some aerospace companies might need a location with attributes that the Roswell Air Center can offer, Executive Director of Spaceport America Scott McLaughlin said. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.